regular meeting of the Board of Directors of Idaho Wild Water District, November 20th, 6 p.m. Roll call.
Dr. Shelley?
Here.
Steve Kunkel?
Here.
David Hunt?
Here.
Peter Zabadi?
Here.
Les Jin?
Here.
Apparently, we're going to have a pledge. Those who wish to participate can, those who do not wish to, do not have to.
And I, okay, I'll stand up.
Ready? Again. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It was elementary school last time.
We'll make a motion to sing America Beautiful.
Wow!
And Peter's going to do a solo.
All right. Additions, deletions, amendments to the agenda. We're going to amend one thing. Item number 13, closed session. Just to clarify that, it was a public employee performance evaluation of the general manager. It will be now changed to public employment, same government code, 54957, but recruitment of general manager. So that will be a closed session at the end. I need an acceptance by a majority of the body on that.
I make a motion to approve.
Okay, is there a second? Any discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, passes 5-0. Number 5, oral written communication from the public, opportunities for the members of the public to address the board regarding items not on this agenda. Are there any public comments? No? Excellent. Approval of the minutes. Consider approval of the minutes of the Board Director's regular meeting of October 16th, 2019. Any comments?
Yeah, on minutes of the regular meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Motion was made by Peter, President Shelley to approve the consent calendar with the changes Director Kunkel required and Director Jin seconded. I'd like to put in there what the changes were, if possible.
Do you remember what those changes were?
Yeah, on the it said that there was a unanimous vote for the 410 to continue to the end of the month, and I didn't vote for it, so that's why. I wanted that change made to correct that.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? No. Entertain a motion to approve?
A motion to approve.
Okay. Mr. Hunt and Mr. Zabadi a second?
Yes.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? None. Great. We'll move on to the consent calendar. And we have on the consent calendar 4 separate items, A, B, C, and D. We'll talk first about item A. Consider approval of financial statements month ending October 31st, 2019. Any comments?
Yeah. And the sewer condensed income statement.
Mm-hmm.
The number 22, maintenance and supplies, was almost 5,000% above normal. Hosni, can you talk about what the maintenance and supplies that made it go so high? $9,000?
Yeah.
$10,000?
You'll find it go on.
Was it for some of the pipe we're going to be laying?
Yes, we purchased a BH sensor for the sewer.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a kind of stuff. We brush this one and the Spencer machine for the soup. Fresh, fixing the Spencer.
Wouldn't that go under another category besides maintenance and supplies?
Then? Yeah, we put it maintenance because this is the arm running for the sewer. Yes.
Okay. And then on 29, general auto and liability insurance, that was quite a bit higher than budgeted. Was that because of the new truck?
Because it's coming once a year, but I split it the whole day.
Okay.
This for the whole year?
Yeah, the whole year.
Whole year.
Okay. Whole year.
Got it.
And then are we doing warrants now, or is that next?
That'll be next.
Okay, that's all I have.
Let me. So this part of it, this condensed income statement, right?
Yes.
So I see that a tremendous decrease in sales residential. Yes. Residential? 50%.
Which one?
This page says, Idlewild Water District Water Fund condensed income statement fiscal month ending October 2019.
Yes.
What is the reason for that?
For residential? Which
it
one
says the first one is minus two. For sales, residential, commercial, 50% reduction.
How do you know 50% reduction?
Because that's what it says.
It says minus 49%.
49%. It's not that page.
No, not this one.
No, no, further up.
This one here. Yeah, commercial is a problem for commercial, not residential.
I said, okay, commercial.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, there is a variance of 55,000, yeah. 31%. For the. So what does this mean as far as our rates that we set? Are we completely
the problem is the quantity, not that much to meet the target. You know, the commercial is a problem.
No, but I'm just saying, we set certain rates a year ago.
It's not a condition.
Certain assumptions were made that we're going to cover our expenses. The way this is going, a 31% decrease in the budget of income, we're nowhere going to be meeting our expenses.
Because you have two roads that was closed, nobody coming to shopping here.
So you think it's... Some problem in this particular month in October?
In
no, the roads were closed for 5-6 months.
September and October. Yes.
So what would be the? Well, when does your year start?
In July.
So from July to October.
Yes.
What percentage loss we have?
We have kind of like the 30% almost.
Almost. So
yes.
Throughout.
For commercial, yes.
No, no, this is a 31% for the entire operation.
Yeah, but coming most affected side.
I don't care where it comes from.
Yeah,
yeah. For at the end of the day.
Yes, yes.
Do you think we miscalculated our rates?
No, the problem, we create our rate in normal condition and everything running very well, you know? And there are something in newspaper today say it's a commercial start catching up with all the root of it.
So what are you projecting for the year? Are we going to have a substantial loss?
No, not loss. If it's everything running very well, we're back again. But this kind of, this quarter maybe is the worst quarter we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see if I have anything else. I don't know if this is your department. Idlewild Water District monthly recap.
I think that's the operations. Yeah, we're going to do that when we get to operations.
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay, Mr. Chin, anything?
No, you guys covered it.
Okay. So A is good to go. We'll consider B then. B, approval of the district warrants and other disbursements. Mr. Hunt?
On the warrants. Number 15707, about halfway down. It says SCE, and to me that's Southern California Edison, but it says it's for administrative services plan. Is SCE another company that does our 457B?
What is that check number?
15707.
Oh, sorry, this is actually a monthly charge.
Administrative services
monthly
plan.
Charge, yeah.
What plan is it?
Yes. No, it's monthly charge.
Well, 15683 up towards the top is also a monthly charge.
Yeah, we have two bills from Edison coming every month.
Okay.
One biggest one and one small.
So it's just a typo on that one?
Yes.
Okay, and then down towards the bottom on the Babcock Lab, 15726. I just wonder, is $7,000 what we normally spend per month for Babcock?
Yeah, after whatever increase for testing, the state requests more tests.
Oh, so state's requesting more, so we're gonna be spending $7,000 every month?
Most likely, this is the bill came. Right now, Babcock decide to charge us monthly. Before they charge a couple of months or 3 months, they said they're going to start monthly right away. Once they do a test, they send the bill right away. They don't give anybody like a break as before, they try to catch up. But this actually monthly bill for water and so.
Wow, okay. That's all I have.
Mr. Kunkel?
I'm good.
Mr. Zabadi, anything on the warrants?
Yes, so I wanted to understand that, are we required to take addition, make additional tests? Or just new tests came in that were required? Babcock, you would say?
Most likely is the highest test, I think, and he can correct me, Mr. Mitch. Most likely is a test coming beginning of the year, the highest test, they ask.
No, what I'm trying to ask, are there some additional tests which are required? Or is this just a regular test or bill?
Yeah, in the past few, maybe year and a half, there has been an increase in the required sampling that water districts have to do. I don't know the costs or anything like that, I can only imagine they are more expensive than the typical back teeth.
So we put in the filter, right?
Yes, this has not.
Has that been approved completely now, or is still in the process being approved?
I don't know for sure. I was reviewing the sanitary survey just earlier, last week in this. And I've been in contact with the Inspector Chun from the State Health Department. So I'm waiting for some return dialogue from her on all of our pending things in that report.
Okay, so you're, next time you'll know?
I believe by next month, I'll know.
Good, good. Because there was some discussion, if the approval was conditional, will they require more tests and et cetera? But you'll see.
They actually opened the door for some waivers of some of those expensive tests that I was talking about.
Right.
And the paperwork has not been filed, the state has not generated the paperwork yet to apply for the waivers.
Right.
But the minute they're ready to do, we'll apply for those waivers as stated in the surveys, the sanitary survey.
There's also some discussion last time about these plastic particles or something they think about testing.
PFAS, yes.
Is that required as testing or not yet?
We've done a couple of quarters right now so far. We believe there is one quarter left to do, and I'm trying to get clarification from the state.
Right. The last question is, I see here.
It's still operations, we'll get to.
Is that operations?
Yes.
Never mind.
Mr. Jin, warrants?
Warrants, I guess our legal services at $8,800, is that the?
Yeah, it's a levy for helping HR, yeah.
Okay. And warrant number 15709. On industrial repair, repaired sewer.
Yes, this what Mr. Hunt asked.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes, I told him like it will be $9,900.
Okay.
The maintenance.
The maintenance, okay.
Yes.
So it's a one-time thing?
Yes.
Okay.
One more point, on the legal bills, there was an item, I think we have discussed this with council. She was gonna bring up to date the employment manual. And I guess her work is mostly changes, legal changes over the years. But I think we should have some kind of meeting with her to make policy changes, et cetera, that should be incorporated in something for the future.
Right, whenever she gets done with her review, the PAC will have to come before the board, and the board will have to approve it. Any changes that were made.
Well, we should think about incorporating some, because we had some policy changes that we talked about.
Right, okay, yeah, I agree. Okay, then we'll go to operations, and I'm gonna skip Mr. Zabadi on this because he's just been, he's been really wanting to get to this. So Mr. Zabadi, operations.
Well, just one question. Main line leaks 43,000 gallons. What is that?
There was a huge leak. I'm trying to think of the date. I'm gonna say November 1st. And it was right there at the entrance to the Foster Lakes complex. It was a 10-inch main, and so they estimated by the amount of loss in the storage tanks, that number of gallons lost.
Was this equipment that just broke down, or what happened?
No, it was actually damaged by a backhoe.
A backhoe?
Yes.
Our fault?
Who's no. It was another contractor in there, and I'm not sure what they were digging for. I can check and get back to you. And I thought I heard some discussion about whether or not we were billing this contractor for the water loss or not, but I don't know.
Who's deciding something like that?
I don't like backhoe.
No, who's deciding whether they're going to bill them or not?
I hope we are.
We're going to. We just got a final bill on this, so that we'll, now okay. That we've got the final bill on it, we can bill the contractor that's responsible for it.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that total amount of water loss was that one leak or if there was another.
I got 12 leaks,
I don't know.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hunt, anything on operations?
This says that we're currently at stage one.
Correct.
And that was my understanding, but all of the previous reports have said no stage.
Yeah.
Did we just go to stage one?
There is no longer no stage. It's always no going to be stage,
well, that's
one.
That's what I thought. But
yeah.
Stage one is the lowest stage.
The last few months, but no stage means?
No stage means stage one.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, stage no one stage is easier to understand. That's all I have.
Good. Mr. Kunkel?
Oh, I'm good.
Mr. Jim?
I'm okay.
Okay. Consider approval of operations report. You got that. So the last one that we'll do is consider approval of a request by Southern California Edison for a grant easement to acquire a right-of-way from Idaho Water District to install electrical infrastructure. SCE is to compensate the district at fair market value of $1,000. Any discussion on that, Mr. Hunt?
I'm trying to read these plot plans, but is that behind Foster Lake that they're talking about for running, getting to their electrical up there?
Pardon me, gentlemen, I'm very embarrassed that I'm saying I don't know very quite often. I'm going to try to eliminate that from our discussion in the future, but I have not been informed at all on this particular.
Hosni, you know?
Yes, this inside Foster Lake to go inside the gate, and
yeah,
they need to go inside,
okay,
and put some stuff. This is why they need an easement to go anytime they want.
And is it for stuff that's just running through our property, or is it for stuff that's actually we're going up to use on the upper
to
section?
To go inside the property. After that, don't ask me any question. Like what I mean, like you need to go inside, if they need to put any stick, any ball, they welcome to do anything. But the problem, they need to get approval, because sometimes they call us and say, we are standing outside, we need somebody to help us get inside. But they use our lake too much for and there is standard $1,000. They will not increase paying for anybody. So I ask if we can increase it. They say our standard easement is $1,000.
But they have an evaluation on that.
Yeah.
So they'll get a gate code then?
Yes. So they go inside and do whatever they want. This is what they need, more power to go inside.
Okay. And it'll only be SCE and not SCE approved contractors?
No. Like, whatever. Like, honestly,
no,
they can assign.
Yeah. Including their contractors.
Yeah.
Any of their assignees. Anybody.
Yeah. Subcontractors.
But limited to their servicing.
Like here, most likely, not actually Edison, the one working next door to us, the subcontractors, they come and do that.
Sturgeon.
Yes.
Sturgeon. Yeah. Not too thrilled with some of their contractors.
Yeah, subcontractors. Yeah.
I guess we pretty much have to, though.
But I asked them
we
to
don't
increase
have a choice.
The fees, they said our standard fee.
Well, we do have a choice, but this is just in case of emergency, in case of any normal power problems that they have, now they can go in and get it fixed right away.
Yes.
So as far as we know, they're not putting, they're not changing any of the existing easements that's.
No, this is an additional easement.
Additional easement to go inside, that is.
Okay, but they're not allowed to go. Physical part of the easement there, we're not changing any of that or adding to it.
No, they just want, this is just to get access.
Access, that's fine.
Access only, right?
That's why they put the APN number and they verified it's the leak to go inside Foster Lake now.
And there's just some power things that are around and in Foster Lake area that's our property, but they need to service sometimes. Now they can officially go through our property to service their equipment that's actually on our property.
Do you see issues with that, Mr. Field Supervisor?
I did see in the short while I've been here so far, I did get visited by some contractors who wanted to clear debris and growth around some of the power poles inside that complex, and they could not get access, so I let them in to do that.
Yeah.
So I think that easement would maybe, and a code to get in would benefit that effort.
Yeah, okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Mr. Kunkel?
No, I don't have anything.
Mr. Jim?
No, this is pretty standard though, right?
Yes. Okay. Mrs. Body?
No.
Any public comments on the consent calendar? No? Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar as reviewed.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. Board action items. Discussion and possible action to approve district's audit report. Rams, which is Rogers, Anderson, Mallody, and Scott, because of the inclement weather, decided not to drive up. They did send a notice that says that, as far as they could tell, they gave us the highest rating possible on our audit. And they would be happy to come at another time, but it would be probably best for us to approve it at this time, and we could have them come back and answer any questions we might have at a later date.
That's good.
Mr. Hunt, do you have any questions?
I'd just like to thank Hosni for his hard work for getting us the highest approval.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Kunkel?
No, I'm good.
Mr. Jen?
No, I'm good with it.
Mr. Zawadi?
Just one question. We often talked about how much our current assets are, and you were saying 4 million thereabouts.
Yes.
And it sort of breaks down evenly between the sewer and the water, right?
Yes.
Do I understand correctly that these funds can only be spent, that is, the sewer funds can only be spent in sewer and the water funds?
No,
it's not.
No. So sometimes they took from each other and back again.
I see. So they're not restricted in that sense?
No, not restricted.
That was my only question. Yeah.
Okay. Any public comments? No. All right, entertain a motion to approve the district's audit report.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Any further discussion? No. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. The following items are for information only. You're going to review the analysis report of precipitation, water levels, and production data collected from calendar year 2019. I'd entertain a motion to table this until we could invite the individual that put the information together to come and maybe answer some of our questions, unless there's any other discussion you'd like to make.
Make motion to table.
Okay. There a second?
A second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Any public comment on that?
No.
I should have done that before the vote. I apologize. But because it was a table motion, it could be done that way. ACWA JPIA district recognition. We've received several awards and certificates, many of which have been posted up on the wall. Our employees continue to go and become more and more qualified in their professions. And each time that they qualify for another level, they receive a certificate. Also, the district itself receives certificates and awards for participation in numerous insurance and other vehicles that we use to make sure the district runs properly. We've received some awards. I believe there's copies of the awards in there. Perhaps we could, Mr. Jin, you apparently are a very good reader. Could you read those awards for us, please?
The Presidential Special Recognition Award, awarded by ACWA-JPIA, hereby gives special recognition to Idaho Water District for achieving the low ratio of paid-to-claims and cases reserved to deposit premiums and liability programs for the period of October 1st, 2015 through September 30th, 2018, announced by the Board of Directors meeting in San Diego.
Excellent. And there's another one.
There's another one. Basically the same thing. Look, I'll just read this bottom part here. The bottom paragraph here says, achieving, again, the lowest ratio of paid-to-claim cases reserved to deposit premium in the property program for the period April 1st, 2015 through March 31st, 2018, again, by the Board of Directors. So that was December.
Excellent. Is there another?
Oh, man, there's another one here. Wow. Same thing as the Presidential Special Recognition Award. This one, again, is the same. It's paid-to-claim cases reserved, deposit premium for workers' compensation program for the period July 1st, 2015 through June 30th, 2018, announced by the Board of Directors. That's very... And that's what I went to the meeting.
We don't have any claim for the last 3 years for property and auto and work and stuff.
Right.
Excellent.
It's a,
very good.
It's a major recognition that you know.
Not most of the water district doing this kind of stuff. Most of them, they have a claim against GPIA, which is joint power insurance for 600 water district.
Excellent. Good.
So congratulations.
Congratulations to the staff and everybody that works here.
Yeah, can I just say congratulations to Janine for getting more training for board secretarial duties?
Excellent. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Excellent. Are there any others that should be pointed out, Mr. Hunt? Or?
No, those were the ones I noticed.
Okay.
I really like that. I like the way we're posting and displaying, you know, our achievements.
Excellent, yeah, I agree.
Because usually we see the negative side of it, what's going wrong, but this is actually positive, going right.
Wait a second. We used to have the director's pictures up there, and you're right out there saying it used to be negative.
Yeah, that's
negative. They're up there. They're right behind you now. If you look.
So you're not saying because the director's up there was negative. You're saying that it's good to put positive
stuff
up there.
Stuff up there.
Okay, I was just checking.
And then we're you know.
Just clarify.
So we're back here now, see? We moved up and up.
All right. All right, executive report, the general manager's report. I have the opportunity to read something that I'm not looking forward to, but I will. This is a letter of resignation. Dear Board of Directors, please accept this letter as a formal notification of my resignation from the position of general manager at the Idaho Water District. Effective Sunday, November 17th, 2019, I apologize for not being able to give more of a notice. I regret, due to circumstances beyond my control, I need to resign immediately. After careful consideration, I have made the decision to resign due to experiencing an unhealthy culture and difficult work environment at the district due to poor communication. However, working for the IWD has been an experience that has afforded me many valuable opportunities to learn and grow. I am very grateful and honored to serve with the IWD staff, board of directors, and serve the Idaho community as the district's general manager. Thank you for the opportunity and the support that you have all provided me during my short tenure. I wish the district continued growth and success in the future. Sincerely, Darren S. Milner. So that is the reason we had to change our closed session item, and that's the general manager's report. Are there any board member comments? Mr. Hunt?
Well, I personally would have liked to have a little bit more detail as to his decision, but I guess that's his prerogative. And very disappointed, and I've got to say I personally apologize because I'm the one that kind of picked him out for interviews and recommended him to the rest of the board, so my bad, I guess.
Mr. Kunkel?
No, I don't have any comment.
Okay, Mr. Jim?
No, any comment.
Okay, Mr. Zlotty?
No comment.
Okay. I have no comment at this time. Are there any suggested agenda items for future meetings at this time, Mr. Hunt?
None at this time.
Okay, Mr. Kunkel? Mr. Jim, any future comments?
No.
Future board?
No.
On the January board meeting, there's an item that I've asked and been unable to get from our general manager, so I'm gonna make up the numbers myself, because it's not that hard. If we could have put on the January agenda the optimum number of water connections and the optimum number of sewer connections that we could plan for. And that should be a short item, but I'll take care of that item.
Okay.
Thank you.
Where? My God.
You just knocked over California.
No allegiance to that, go ahead.
All right, are there any final public comments? Steve, you're here, okay, good.
Hi, Steve.
Since we don't have a general manager, and since that is gotta be one of your main functions now is to find another one. We have a young man here that just took over as field, what do we give him a title?
Supervisor. Field operations.
Field operations. Who seems qualified to this member of the audience. And I'm wondering if he is lacking anything to be qualified for general manager.
It's a consideration, yes, absolutely.
Okay, because he seems very professional. He's not always, I don't know if you asked him here tonight, did you?
Well, he's employed and he decided to show up and we couldn't refuse.
And I understand that, but he does come and he's come to other meetings and mm-hmm. he seems to have a lot of not only good input, but a professional view of responsibility.
We view him as an exceptional employee. We're very glad that he's here.
Okay, well the audience, this particular audience, me, does too. So you may have a person that's right here and don't have to go outside. And I've never understood the reason for having two positions in the first place. So
thank you for your input. We appreciate that.
Thank you for the kind comment.
If there's no other public comments, we'll go into closed session after a 5-minute recess. 5 minutes.